Chekhov is a Russian writer who wrote at the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century. He was trained as a doctor, actually, and started writing short stories to pay his way through medical school. And then he dove right into the theater world, writing short plays, and his larger works are his most famous. He is directly related to the creation of the Moscow Art Theater, which is still the most renowned theater in Russia. His major plays are The Seagull, Cherry Orchard, Uncle Vanya, and of course Three Sisters. It is the only of his plays, his major plays, that is categorized as a drama. However, he did write it as a comedy, so that's a fun fact about it, and there's still a lot of comic elements in the play, really. And he wrote it specifically, for the Moscow Art Theater, for Konstantin Stanislavsky to direct for the actors of the ensemble at the time. So it's a really special piece in that it's kind of custom built for a particular group of people.
So The Three Sisters is set in what is kind of a military town, is that right? Or is this common throughout the countryside of Russia? I couldn't get a sense for what kind of place this is, with soldiers coming in and out and being a major part of the action.
Yeah, so that's a question that a lot of people have, especially Americans. It's really hard for us in the 20th century as, or 21st century as Americans to figure out who these people are, where they are. And that's my job as the dramaturg of the play, is to help the creative team get a sense of where we are and what we're doing. So this type of military town is fairly common. It's a place that Chekhov's audience and his actors would understand very easily at the time when the play was first produced. But for us, you know, I keep linking it back to Bloomington when I talk about it. You know, it's a town that is funded primarily by having this large military base. Our town is funded primarily by having a large university, right? So we have this kind of state-sponsored culture that brings a lot of outsiders into the town. And that's how our community grows here. So that's kind of the link that I've been making to help make sense of this world. And I think to a lot of people, when they're looking at this play, it's not so much about the military aspect of the people, but the people aspect of the people, you know? This is just their job. This is their common thread that they have in common, that they know each other through this community that is the military. And of course, that is a community. So they get together and the action takes place at the Prozorov's home. So it's really all about home and family and friends and community in that way. And there's not a lot of shop talk.
Give us, a rundown of who are the characters. What's this play? You just mentioned the family name, right?
There's the three sisters, Olga, Masha, and Irina, and their brother Andrei. So that's the family. I'm playing Masha. It's my thesis role. This is it, folks.
Oh, boy.
Good night and good luck. So that's the family. That's right. And then they have their love interests. Some are married. Some are not. Don't want to give any spoilers.
Come on. 1901,
Come
did we say the play?
Yeah. This play has been around forever.
Hopefully you've read it or seen it or thought about it.
Yeah.
Do you center on any particular characters? I have a sense for who I liked most. I don't know if you have a... I mean, playing Masha, do you like Masha the most? Do you think
they're... Of course.
Yes, of
That's
course.
My job, to like Masha the most.
I am Masha. I don't like Masha.
Yeah, you're always supposed to fall in love with who you play. That's the job.
Masha is a sister. Middle sister?
Yeah, middle sister.
Middle sister.
And Masha's married. Olga is the oldest sister. She works as a school teacher for a living.
The other occupation going on in the town, at least, or in the play.
Yes. Yeah.
And the youngest sister, Irina, she starts the play just turning 20. It's her birthday.
This is the anniversary of their father's death,
I think, right?
Yes. Yeah, it begins that way.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Their father, who used to be in the military and afforded them pretty lavish lifestyle. But now that he's passed away, we've depended on Olga's job, and Masha's married, so she brings in some financial security there. And they have their father's pension that they still get money from. And the brother, Andre, starts out in a romantic relationship with Natasha, and he ends up marrying Natasha. Mm-hmm. And that complicates their familial bond, all of them together. And Masha is introduced to a fella named Vershinin, an older fella. Insanity ensues.
Okay.
Yeah. She's married, and she meets a nice fella. Figure it out, folks.
Mm-hmm. Who, interestingly, is coming to the town to take the same job position that her father had, which I just realized in this very moment.
He's going to be the commander, or?
He will be the battery commander.
My God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Full circle.
That's one of the most amazing things about Chekhov, and why I love to work with Chekhov, and why I'm always inviting people to check out Chekhov.
Sure.
I just had to say it that way. And there's so much subtext in this play. This play is all about, all of his writing is about subtext, what's going on underneath, what is left unsaid is the most important, which makes it kind of a mystery and gives the audience, it's not a mystery in the traditional sense, but it gives the audience that invitation to really invest in the world and figure it out.
Yeah. Dale McFadden, our director and head of the graduate acting program, has often said people in this play and in Chekhov rarely say what's actually on their mind, which is really fun. It makes it fun to act, and I'm sure fun to watch, too.
Masha is an interesting character, throughout, because she's also salty and sad and sometimes happy.
She's unapologetically herself. And she has lightness and darkness in her. She sees the good, bad, and the ugly in life and in human beings, and sees people for who they are, including herself. Which is, you know, there's the, you know, if we're gonna boil it down to stereotypes, there's the Pollyanna sister, there's the moody sister, which is Masha, and there's the young, sweet young thing looking toward the future. But all of it changes as the play progresses, which is also really cool about how much time we get to see progress throughout the play, because we get to see people change and realize their, you know, the sweet young thing by the end realizes how flawed life is by the end and how complicated it is. And relationships change.
Chekhov is famous for saying something to the effect, you know, if you introduce a gun in whatever act, you, it's going to go off at some point.
Better,
yeah, right? Famous for this.
Yeah.
There is a, I shouldn't say these things, I suppose, but people could have seen it already or read it, right?
A gun goes off.
A gun goes
off. And someone goes away.
Yeah.
As
yeah,
a result of the gun.
Well said. I like it. A gun goes off.
We'll see.
And someone goes away.
And it doesn't happen until the end, folks.
No, you're going to have to stay.
Do not leave.